right now, it is time to bring in a new guest here on Robin Hood Radio, Seth Keyes. Seth is the general manager at St. James Place, which is in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And we're going to talk about Theater Fest coming up May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So we say good morning once again. Seth, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me. And I am joined by one of our playwrights. Michelle Joyner is here on the line with me.
Hello, Marshall.
Good morning, Michelle. Well, you guys surprised me. This is a very nice surprise because I was wondering if I had to call you or not. We'll get to you in just a second, Michelle.
No problem.
Seth, I want to talk to you first a couple of things. So I want you to introduce people down here in Northwest Connecticut, adjacent Eastern New York, about St. James Place and its history, first of all, because I think this is an incredible story of recycling at its best.
Indeed. St. James Place is a former church, an old stone church from the 1850s that fell into disrepair. And two of the parishioners just were heartsick at the thought of losing this building that was headed for the wrecking ball because it was literally crumbling. They stepped up and marshaled the resources to to renovate the building, and it is now a wonderful public asset as a performing arts center and an incubator for creating new work and supporting emerging artists. It's the home of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, the Berkshire Opera Festival, Flying Cloud Institute, and there's a lot of exciting things always happening now at St. James Place.
And I want to remind people that the founders of this is a St. James Place is a nonprofit secular organization. I think the good it does for the community to have that church there be restored to what it is now is truly amazing because that's an iconic symbol as you pass through Great Barrington.
Absolutely, and if you haven't visited St. James Place, I certainly encourage you to do so. The acoustics in the sanctuary in particular are second to none for classical concerts, Close Encounters with Music, Crescendo, Aston Magna. Aston Magna signed a 5-year agreement that they're going to be presenting all of their summer works at St. James Place. So it's a stellar room. Plus we have an additional room that we call the Great Hall that is a flexible space for wedding receptions, dinner parties, meetings, but also for theater. We put up a temporary stage, and we do present theater in that room as well. A full kitchen facility. It's a marvelous, marvelous facility.
If people want more information on it, you can find out at stjamesplace.net, stjamesplace.net. Okay, let's turn our attention, before we bring in our next guest, to what's going on at St. James Place Theater Fest, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. How did this idea germinate? And fill us in on that, first of all.
Well, this was the brainchild of Michael Brady, who heads up the Berkshire Voices program for Berkshire Playwrights Lab. And it was his dream to create a 3-day festival that would celebrate emerging playwrights, new works in progress, some of them short works, scenes from plays. And we brought in other companies, Ghost Lit Repertory Theater Company, and New Stage Performing Arts to create a 3-day festival. There's 11 plays, 10 of them are world premieres. 10 of them will have their playwrights on hand with Q&A afterwards, so the audience can interact with the creative team discussing the creative process. It's very exciting.
All right, and what I want people to know out there, that this Theater Fest, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, there's a suggested donation at the door of $10.
That's correct. Tickets are free. Seating is limited, however, so I would highly recommend that folks go online to stjamesplace.net and follow the links, and they can reserve tickets for free, although we do ask for a suggested donation of $10.
And to keep something alive like that, as being here as a nonprofit radio station, we've been here now about 11 years. donations are what keep us going. No one gets paid here except for a few of the underwriting salespeople and our office manager. So we require that. And I think the whole foundation of what a St. James Place is truly terrific. Hang on the line here for a second, because we want to bring in one of those playwrights, which is going to be participating. That's Michelle Joyner, Asking for a Friend. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, Michelle, I wanted a little background on you and how you became a playwright. And were you an actor, a director, or how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, Asking for a Friend is actually my very first play, which is very exciting for me. I've been historically, I've been a screenwriter, and I just moved to the Berkshires from Los Angeles. But I grew up in Pittsfield and then later Westfield, where I went to high school, and then left to pursue my career in acting, and then became a writer out in California. So my children just left home for college, and the youngest one just left home. So my husband and I thought, you know, it's time for a new chapter, and we moved to the Berkshires. And I met Mike Brady, who runs Berkshire Voices, and he invited me to join the playwrights group. And I was involved in the Radius Fest earlier this year, which is a wonderful festival that St. James puts on, where anyone involved in this theater festival has to live within 50 miles of Great Barrington. So I acted in one play in that festival and directed another. And in this one, I am directing one play, The Sisterhood, by Anne Undulin, who's currently in Lady Randy at Wham! Locally, which is worth seeing as well. And then acting in my own piece that is going to be directed by James Warwick, who's a local, very well-known director. And so it's been nice to be able to push myself creatively in this group to expand beyond what I've done historically as an actor and a director. So I'm super excited about that.
I think it's interesting when I take a look at your biography. You've been on Bones, Lie to Me, Murder in the First. But I really like the part that said, you are the girl that fell from Sylvester Stallone's grasp and cliffhanger. And I do remember that. That's a great way to – that's a great door opener for an introduction.
Yes, well, it's interesting that role, even though it was so small, was only the first, I don't know, 7 minutes of the movie or something. It's the one that everyone remembers. If they said, what have I seen you in? You look familiar. I said, cliffhanger, I'm the girl that died. Oh, my God.
Well, so now tell us a little bit about, by the way, we're speaking right now with Michelle Joyner, playwright. Once again, Theater Fest goes on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at St. James Place, stjamesplace.net for more information. Tell us a little bit about Asking for a Friend.
Well, Asking for a Friend is loosely based on an experience that I had moving to a new place, later in life. I have relied on having young children and all the activities that they're doing to meet people. And here I am in a new town, and it's a little bit harder to, you know, introduce yourself and make your way just as a new person in the world. And everyone here has been super, super friendly. And so this play was based off of an incident that I had where I met a new friend who I really enjoyed their company, and I wrote them a note to tell them how much their new friendship meant to me, and I think that they felt that I overstepped and then didn't continue to be my friend, and I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I was really dismayed by that, but that has definitely not been the case for all the other people that I've met in town. But it was just a funny story where I thought, you know, there's something there that I can build on to make this play. And there's just the idea of the play is between two women, is two women characters, one of who are very old friends, and they're visiting again. And my character is telling the other one about this incident. And so I'm just trying to examine what is the nature of friendship and what is the value of making new friends and keeping the old, as they say in that Silver and Gold song, and it's a comedy. It's lighthearted, but it's also, I think, touches on a subject matter that, you know, means something to people who are reaching out in a community.
Now, Michelle's play will be performed at Theater Fest on May 4th at 2 o'clock, the matinee. asking for a friend. Michelle, good luck and thanks for joining us. And I think your story about overstepping those boundaries, sometimes life gives you lemons and you made lemonade out of it.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for joining us. Now we'll get back, Seth, to you. I mean, this is a pretty intense undertaking with Theater Fest, the second, third, and fourth, to put it all together. Do you rely on a lot of volunteers and commitment to help you put all this stuff together?
Well, we're working with the three organizations, Ghostlit Repertory Theater Company, New Stage Performing Arts, and the Berkshire Voices portion of Berkshire Playwrights Lab. So in having the St. James folks and the folks from these three other organizations, we have the wherewithal to put it all together and get the job done.
11 works by 10 playwrights in 3 days. That's pretty amazing.
Well, 10 of them are new works, 11 plays total, but 10 of them are brand new works with the playwrights present.
And I think another nice thing about this is people who like the theater, they get a chance to see a whole wide array of things here. And it's not hugely expensive, of course, because of the $10 donation. And it's not hugely time-consuming. I think it's just a great idea.
Yeah, it's great fun. And these are staged readings, I should preface that. That'll be in the Great Hall, not in the main sanctuary, but in the Great Hall in the rear at St. James Place with a lovely setup, a very intimate setup there for only about 100 people. But these are staged readings. And it's going to be a lot of fun altogether. And this is part of Art Week, which is a 10-day-long initiative of the Box Center out of Boston that's going to be over the entire state. And we're thrilled to be a part of that as well.
Well, once again, it is Theater Fest, St. James Place in Great Barrington, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You can find them on the web, stjamesplace.net, for more information. Thank you both for getting up and joining us early this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Marshall.
Thanks, Marshall. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. St. James Place is just a truly amazing, lovely place. And when you go past it, I'm just so glad that they saved it and they're doing what they're doing with it. stjamesplace.net, Theater Fest, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at St. James Place.